company that's been in existence for 50 years really, I think, has laid the platform for what we see within the irrigation industry. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network, and Chris Bettenhausen joins us now. Chris, let's talk a little bit about Nebraska irrigation. First of all, you guys were established back in 1975. This is your 50th year of celebration, and you guys have been doing something that you kind of were the pioneer when it came to irrigation.
We were, you know, initially, you know, there was other brands of companies out there making entire machines, but we focus on aftermarket components, structure, and different driveline parts for center pivots. And so we were the first aftermarket pivot company in the world. And, you know, since then, others have come along. But we were really an innovator in that side of things. You know, our desire was, you know, everybody's focused on whole machines, but who's going to maybe supply components for those machines for all brands? And that's what our goal was and what we based everything on.
Well, and I think what's unique, too, is you guys are there to fit no matter what the farming operation is, and not just corn and soybeans. I mean, you guys look at the whole gamut from the vegetable side of it to obviously growing alfalfa, you name it. You're there to help supply what they need to get those crops growing.
Correct. You know, we have locations in Idaho and one in western Kansas. So we focus, I know, in Idaho, potatoes and onions, maybe sugar beets in Kansas. You may get into cotton in the south, and then, you know, corn and soybeans in that area as well. But, you know, we try to focus, you know, again, on a wider area and a wider variety of crops and what we could, you know, help with in that market.
What do you see as some of the new changes that are happening, though, within irrigation and what you guys at Nebraska Irrigation can do to help fit that niche?
Well, I think, you know, we're seeing as an older generation kind of moves aside and the younger generation embraces technology, we see, you know, telemetry, communicating with different kinds of systems, whether, you know, on and off with a pivot, start and slot, or end gun turn off and on, those kinds of things where folks can go out and maybe, you know, in their vehicle monitor machines that are, you know, 10 miles away and be able to get a whole global view of what, you know, is going on in the operation. So we're starting to see, again, the younger generations embracing that more. You know, they're used to the technology. They're not intimidated by it. So, we're, you know, that's definitely a piece of it. So that monitoring definitely of just the center pivot side of things. So we're doing that with smart panels. And again, that's been around for a little bit, but I think it's just being, you know, it's evolving as it's been along, and folks are just, you know, the younger generation embracing that more. So
how does somebody go to find out more information about Nebraska Irrigation, how you guys can be there to help them with pivots that maybe they already have in place?
Okay, well, they can jump on a web, you know, we're on the web, of course. You know, they can search for us, nebraskairrigation.com, and find us there. We attend a wide variety of different product shows, Potato Expo, Commodity Classic here at Husker Harvest Days. So we do travel around the nation to different product shows, and, you know, it's, you know, to see a wide variety of different kinds of growers, big or small. You know, you guys that have maybe, you know, 10 pivots, and some that may have, you know, 500. And we work through a dealership, you know, basically a network dealer kind of a setup where we, you know, we have NI dealers that go out and service our product and install the product. We don't, you know, we're supplying it to them, so we're not, you know, installing it. So we work through a network of dealers. So we're out seeing those dealers also.
Wonderful. And, of course, check them out right here at Husker Harvest Days. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.